grab your cocktail shaker, kick back, and get ready for the big fat party. Greg and his band of unintelligibles are back, mixing, drinking, reviewing, and discussing Bloody Marys and all that goes with them. My Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, where you'll never drink alone.
Welcome to the award-winning, nationally syndicated, I don't even know what that means, Mike. I'm just trying to sound...
It sounds fancy.
It's important, isn't it? We're nationally syndicated.
Yeah, we've learned it from these Bloody Mary and hot sauce marketers, you know?
I know. Right.
Make yourself sound like a pretty big deal.
Puffer fish, yeah. So, yeah, my Big Bad Bloody Mary podcast, where you will never drink alone. We're happy to drink with you. I like it. Special hello to our new listeners. Now, this has been kind of a fun thing to watch. We have 30 new followers in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, again, mostly we're the U.S., but it is kind of cool. And then, okay, remember last week we called it the Ukraine edition. We had 21 new listeners from Ukraine.
Yes, yes.
We have 30 new ones this week. What's going on, man? I mean, I hear a lot about what's going on in Ukraine, but CNN does not cover the podcast followers.
So
it's kind of up to us to do that. We're coming to you from the studios of the Bloody Mary concert series. Oh, man, we got some cool concerts coming up, man.
All right, lay it on me.
Yeah, yeah. A little outfit called Juno Dunes, and I learn all the time. People reach out to me, these agents, these promoters. You know, we're touring through your area. We'd like to do a night at your venue. And then I go, hang on a second. And I look them up. Usually I come back and say, nah, I'm busy.
Okay, right, yes.
But sometimes, maybe 1 out of 10, I listen and, oh, my God, Juno Dunes, look them up. We're doing them May 18th. They're going to be here live.
Okay.
Good. Really good stuff.
Yeah. Where are they coming from?
I don't know.
You know I'm going to ask that question.
I know. You always do. I should just do my homework and know this. Oh, man. I got too many irons in the fire.
You do.
God. Next week, I'll announce that. Hey, you know what we're being fueled by today, Mike? You
want to take
We're being fueled by Field Notes Vodka. Love these guys. Love their vodka. It's a corn-based vodka, and that's really, I mean, it's just corn, 100% Midwestern organic yellowdent corn, and they use a little bit of yeast, some enzymes, you know, to break down the sugars, but really, there's nothing else used to make this spirit, which I think is cool. It's double distilled and filtered for a nice, easy finish, and yes, it is indicated for the treatment of moderate to severe. See?
There we go.
Sobriety. Yeah, so I'm Greg Took, and thanks for coming along here, Creamy.
Yeah, you bet.
Do you prefer Garlic Boy, Creamy, or Mike? Not that it matters, because
I'll probably go with Mike.
Okay, well, now I pretty much know that's not what I'm going to do. Jimmy McNulty, where do you not want to land?
What's up on Facebook, guys?
I've been having a blast with this social stuff, you know, on the Facebook groups.
Yes.
Yeah, and we got two of them. And, you know, here's another thing where we're blowing up. Friends of my Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast, like every 20 minutes, someone else has requested to join or follow.
Oh, wow. Girl. That's awesome.
I know. I feel like a big deal. Am I humbled by it? No. Just the opposite. I feel like a big fucking deal. Damn it, I wasn't going to swear as much. God dang it.
That was a hell of a run there.
Yeah, we had about 20 minutes where we didn't
just got out of the intro.
Didn't drop the F-bomb. here's the question that I put out. And this is kind of a nightmare that I have lived through. It's late at night, you're driving in a different town, whatever, you're heading to the hotel room, and it's early enough where you can still buy vodka, thank God, but then, you know, you want to make a bloody, and all they got on the shelf, is Zing Zang and Mr. and Mrs. Tease.
Yes.
No, I've woke bolt upright in
you
a cold.
Upset people with that question.
Yeah, there was
a little pushback. Like yeah,
there was. People love those mixes, and that's fine. I don't like either one. I don't. But you know, any port in a storm is what I say.
Yes. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So that was the question we had. Oh my gosh. Well. At the time of this recording, I think about 390 responses.
Yeah, I saw it. There was like 200, I think it was 230 something the first day.
Yeah, there was an immediate
response. I'm like, we live in a divided country because I was like, oh, well, Zing Zang is the clear leader here.
Yeah.
And then there would be this huge string of Mr. and Mrs. T's. And then you would swing the other way. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah. A lot of people were wearing red caps that said, make America salty again. You know, 1,490 milligrams of sodium, whatever. But so overwhelmingly, though, I think Zing Zang came out on top. Is that... I didn't sit down and make a spreadsheet.
I wanted to.
I did too, but I'm lazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're right. But then I got the biggest kick out of people who are like, well, I keep, Dave's Devil Sauce in my purse, you know, for such emergencies. Or
right.
I was like,
yeah.
Boy Scouts and come prepared.
Right. And that, you know, honestly... with all disrespect to those two brands, it's not that hard to grab a little concentrate, bring it along, and when that flight attendant comes by, could I get a tomato juice? Because I pack my own vodka. I don't know about you, but if you have one of those 2 ounce little bottles,
yeah,
and you throw them in a Ziploc bag, you can have up to 7 or 8 of those.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Guess how. What I do. Yeah, that. So, yeah, if you've got a little Devil Dave's or some Dimitri's, you're good to go.
Yeah,
they always like to serve the Mr. and Mrs. T's. And I think some people associate that with flying. That was one of the responses.
Now, I will say, Zing Zang, I would say the qualifier, that the one that kind of really people mentioned a lot was the spicy Zing Zang.
That's a newer flavor.
Yes.
Yeah, and that actually did win some accolades at the Drunken Tomato Awards. Probably not for me, but... yeah, and also Bold and Spicy from Mr. and Mrs. T's. People specifically called that
That's true.
Out as what they preferred. But anyway, that was fun. We'll throw out another question, and... I'm just going to hit you, Mike. You don't even see this coming. Watch out. Okay. This is like a right from Mike Tyson. Just watch out. Here it comes. I'm getting rid of the obscene profanity in an effort to be, you know, a little more family friendly.
And what do you think? Preschoolers are listening.
No, I don't think they are, but maybe it's on in the house. You know,
yes.
Kids are around, or but I bet you could come up with a cool thing to replace it.
Well,
the obscene profanity section.
Yes. Well, I did have an idea about this.
Lay it on me, brother.
We pose a question on social media, something like, I don't know. Give me a for example.
Do you prefer Zing Zang or Mr. Mr. I don't have a lot of imagination, so. I swear to God.
Like a story, if you have a good story about, the night when things just got out of hand.
Yeah.
funny stories. And then send them to me on social media, and then I'll kind of pick through, find the best story and tell it.
Oh, my God. You guys, I mean, you all know that Mike's a little dim-witted and slow to respond, but as a storyteller, he has amazing talent. That might be pretty fun, you know?
We'll give it a shot.
I said dim-witted. Okay, let's try it.
And I thought I got to look that up later. I'm kidding.
It's going to be a little longer, right? So maybe they could direct message or something.
Sure.
Work out the kinks. I think that's a, yeah, let's try it.
Okay, I got something I want to plug.
Yeah, plug away, man.
In La Crosse, they have this fundraiser. It's been going on for years. Mm-hmm. And they pick people in the community to raise money. And half goes to the symphony orchestra, and the other half goes to the nonprofit of their choice.
Yeah.
And so they just, every year it's like five contestants, and you battle to raise the most money so you can conduct to the orchestra. Anyway, so I got asked this year, and I'm raising money for the La Crosse Symphony Orchestra, which they do these awesome youth programs and concerts for thousands of elementary school students.
I'm familiar.
I mean,
yeah.
Awesome.
Very.
But then I'm also raising money for the Parenting Place and their diaper bank. Those of you know me, I work there. And
I don't know. I don't want these infants getting diapers, so, you know, we can't have that.
Right.
Who doesn't like that cause?
Yeah, right. We have a diaper bank, and we're distributing 5,000 diapers a week.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
5,000
a week.
Every week?
Every week.
Wow.
So, I mean, diapers are insanely expensive.
Oh, I remember.
I'm talking about blowing the budget.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and I remember now. So I have four boys. None of them are in diapers anymore. Maybe end of life they will be again. But for now, we're good. But I remember that point where they went from, like, the smallest size to, like, the next biggest. Because you get fewer.
Right.
It's the same price.
Oh, absolutely.
What do they call it?
Even more.
Right. And I just remember, you know what? I'm strapping that little smaller one on him for just one more month, you know?
Hope for the best.
Okay, so you're going to be a conductor?
You have to win, you know. Well, you have to be the top two to actually conduct.
Sure.
But anyway, either way, whether I get to conduct or not, you know, the symphony orchestra gets half the money, and then our diaper bank gets half the money.
Hot damn.
And we can buy diapers wholesale, so we can make that money really stretch.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's cut to the chase. How do people get on and vote for you,
so
Creamy? sorry.
That's all right.
Garlic boy. I don't know. The show notes? The blog post?
On the website.
I promise I will edit sober. Okay. I mean, we're fumbling our way here in great, great areas. But, yeah, we'll put it on mybigfatbloodymary.com. And I don't know if you people listen through there. You can. There's a little, I put a little player there, and you know. But I don't know if the average person is listening there. But mybigfatbloodymary.com, and I will put a link to this fundraiser.
Yeah, and you can. I'll give you it's my link. So.
Oh, okay.
So everyone gets their own link, you know. So when they give, you know.
Yep.
And all the money that you do online, no one's taking a cut. So.
Oh, no. So everything goes. Yeah.
Everything. Yeah. So it's.
Is there a way I could get a cut? Just a little. just enough to wet my beak. You know what I mean? I'm not asking for a lot here, Mike. Okay, well, hey, I love a good shameless
cause.
Plug, you know.
Yeah.
last episode, we reviewed Bloody Good Mud, which we liked. It's very good. Yeah, I still have a little bit of that left, as a matter of fact. I had one of those this morning. Really good. And then we did Lee's Market Jerky for our garnish. We liked that a lot, too.
Yes.
That was Damn fine.
The last couple of Jerpies have been very, very easy to chew, and I was like, wow, I really like that.
If you cared about a girl's needs, you'd start with some garnish.
Yeah, well, okay.
These look a little tougher.
We'll see.
Eyeballing them.
Yeah. And by the way, the word of the day is Wisconsin.
Oh.
Okay. We may never even utter that word, you know. People, doesn't mean you can't still take a drink, but that word of the day, you hear it uttered. I try to add a little clinking noise to cue you up, and, you know, we take a drink together.
Right.
But that word, again, is Wisconsin.
Okay.
Yeah.
I won't say that much, will we?
No, the day is young, you know. It's early Sunday morning, and who knows. So, yeah, let's start with the garnish. Matt Hat Jerky is the brand, and that's going to be our garnish here. You want to try a little piece of that?
Yeah. He sent a little postcard. He is like 18 years old. I guess he started this when he was 11.
He's just a punk kid.
Yes. But this is professionally packaged, and it's the real deal.
Yeah. No, it's definitely. And their advertising on Instagram, oh, my God, makes my mouth water. The photos they put on there and stuff. And that's how I discovered them.
Okay.
The bag I'm holding here doesn't look quite as good as the advertising, but, you know. Here, you want to grab a little piece there, Mike? I think you grab the biggest piece in there, you greedy bastard.
That looks good.
So, yeah, I pulled a little bit of information about Matt Hat Jerky and Matthew... Kuplak, I believe that's how it's pronounced. He's the guy behind it. He started it when he was 11 years old. That was in 2017. A little bit of quick math. How old is he now?
Oh, come on.
He was 11 in 2017. Come on. No, I'll figure that out when I'm editing.
I'm sober.
Jesus, right? Anyway, he's a pretty young fella. We can round it to that. So he says on the website that the story began long before he was born. His grandpa was making some amazing jerky. And I guess when his dad was little, he didn't sell it, but he gave it to everyone he liked. So do they like us? Because we have it.
We do have it.
Yeah.
All right.
He says, if you were one of those people, consider yourself lucky. And if you knew him but didn't get any jerky, well, you're an asshole. So Grandpa gave his secret recipe to a lot of people, and he told them, you know, keep it under your hat. I'm only giving it to you. And he lost his grandfather, and I'm sorry to hear that, 2013. But his dad compared the secret recipe he was given with the secret recipe. And many others were given out only to find that no one had been given the real secret recipe at all. So he was messing with people. Here's my recipe. Nod, wink.
Wow.
Sounds like Grandpa was a bit of a character. Yeah. So I think what we have right here is the official real recipe. You want to give it a try?
I've been eating the whole time you've been talking. And it's amazing.
I don't blame you. Oh, it is good.
It is really good.
And our listeners are always complaining, you guys don't chew enough into the microphone. And so we're in an effort to, satisfy those picky listeners. We're trying to chew more. Yeah, it's smoky for sure. It almost has a little, like, Terry. It says there is no sugar, though, right? Doesn't it say? Yeah, zero carbs, no nitrates, no sugar, no MSG. Wow. And they're out of Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, which is where I get my cigars from.
Your grandpa knew what the hell he was doing. That is good stuff.
Yeah. And this is, so it's not one of these ground up and pressed things. No. It's sliced.
Right.
So it is like a sliced piece of meat. Actually, a pretty nice looking. You know, it's a little tougher than last week. We did, the hell was that, Mike? I was so drunk. Lee's kind of market.
Yes.
That was like a thicker chunk. This is more of a flat, thin piece that's a little bit tougher, you know, but that's, I guess, kind of what you expect with a
beef
jerky.
Yeah, but I was looking at it too. The package, it looked kind of dry, and I thought that looked might be tough, but wow, it's not.
No, it's exceeding my expectations. I kind of thought this one might not be so great, but no, I think it's pretty good. I like it. I like it. What else do we do on this damn show, Mike? don't we do a little Bloody Mary drinking or?
Enough of the garnish. Let's get to the drink.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Imagine
got that far into the podcast without mixing a bloody.
I know, right?
It's insane.
So the other product that we're going to review is a hot sauce, and you probably remember Lisa's is the brand.
Actually, I'm a big fan of this stuff.
My god, yeah, we did like four of them on one of our podcasts, and every one was just stellar. And Lisa is the proprietor's mother, so
the story well.
Yep, a nod to his mom. Kyle is the guy behind it, and really a cool dude. I've been enjoying talking with him. So this new flavor is, and I'm going to probably pronounce it wrong, Pasil, P-A-S-I-L-L, Amore.
Okay, yes.
Yeah. And so that is a type of pepper, and he likens it to a poblano, you know.
Okay.
Not real hot, but it's green, and you look at this bottle, as you can see, it's a verde, it's a green-colored sauce, and we've got ourselves a 5-ounce bottle, and here's what I propose to you.
I'm psyched.
Okay. How about we make a Bloody Mary?
Okay.
And we throw a bunch of this Lisa's hot sauce in it, and then I made up some scrambled eggs.
Oh, nice.
I got them in a little crock pot here. And come on, do you ever have scrambled eggs without putting hot sauce on them? I don't.
Never.
I don't.
Never.
I season them a little bit with two Noni's seasoning pack.
Oh.
And Mike from Two Noni's told me, well, on a video in front of everyone on Instagram, that we've been pronouncing it wrong. It's Noni. I'm an idiot.
Noni.
Two Noni is the company. Love their, I just bought some more of their dried sausage and,
Nice.
Anyway, so we're going to use, I put a little bit of that seasoning on the eggs, a little bit of salt, a little pepper, you know, and then we'll throw some of the sauce on there. But why don't we first throw together a Bloody Mary, and we're not fucking around. We're just going to, put the vodka in there right off the get-go.
Yeah,
you ready?
All right. Let's get to it.
A little ice, and of course, a little mother's milk. I'm using Remedy, their newer jalapeno variety, and so we'll try it that way. Yeah, Remedy, they kindly sponsored our last house concert, My Politic.
Yeah, this is a nice local company.
Yep.
Good
mix. Yeah, absolutely. A little bit thick, but you know what? If you add enough vodka, it's not all that thick. That's my pro tip. Boy, if only we had a cocktail spoon.
I see it.
You know, people think we're in the pocket of big cocktail spoon, but we're really not. We just like this tool.
Huge cocktail spoon empire.
Goddamn big cocktail spoon. They're a whole industry. If you want to throw a little beef jerky in there for garnish, well, not going to judge.
Somebody okay. must hold the patent on the cocktail spoon.
Okay, here's your sauce. There's no party stopper on that, so it'll come out. I put quite a bit in mine.
I saw that.
Yeah.
No, I think it's, I can't really say Angels, the name of their other sauce. I have a little bit left, and I'm rationing it. I don't want it to.
It's so good. I was talking to Kyle the other day, and he asked me, like, you know, what are some of your favorite sauces? And actually, Lisa's was one of the first ones to come up. He's got another one coming up, and he's going to send that too. So maybe we'll throw that in a future episode. But here's the difference. You know, you buy a Tabasco or a, you know, one of these, I don't know, lower shelf sauces, and it's vinegar and it's cayenne pepper and salt. Like, that's it. Kyle does not mess around. He does half of the peppers charred, and he picks a particular pepper, and he'll char half of them. He'll ferment, perhaps, the other half to give it that tang. I mean, really puts a lot of thought into it. The next one we're going to do is a smoking seven pepper, and we don't have it today, but he tries to get a balanced heat, which I appreciate, you know?
Yeah,
like, I mean, anybody can just crank up the heat, but okay, so we've got the Lisa's hot sauce, and oh shit, what is it? Pasil, do you think? P-A-S-I-L-L? Pasil? It's a type of pepper. You know, if I had done a little preparation for this little podcast, I'd know that.
Pasil amore. Yeah.
Pasil amore?
That's what it looks like.
We're calling it that for now. Yeah. Okay. And yeah, it's green in color. two nannies, whatever. Sloppy. Okay, so I put in probably a tablespoon. I'm gonna put some more in. I like that so far. Hang on.
Wow.
Quite a bit in there.
Boy, that is just doing a number on my cold. That is just cleaning everything up.
Good. Yeah. So, I mean, it's adding character. But it's not knocking me out with the heat. Although, I don't know, there is some heat there, though. Now that I've got, like, 8 tablespoons in there. I think it's pretty good. The next thing I want to do with it.
Like how it lasts. That heat lasts a long time, but it's pretty even.
Yeah.
It's not like...
True.
It gets to a certain level and just kind of stays there.
Mm-hmm. It just kind of simmers like that.
It does.
Yeah.
That is good.
I agree. Yeah, that's a good one. And that's a company that's putting a little thought into it, you know. They're not just throwing shit into a big pot and cooking her down. Okay, so here's the next thing I want to do with it. And we talked about this a little bit. Scrambled eggs.
Very mod.
I have scrambled some eggs for us and got them in a little crock pot here. We're going to throw them onto our plate and just douse it with some hot sauce.
And they'll be more chewing.
And then, yes, everybody gets a little more chewing. So we're setting ourselves up with some scrambled eggs. And then we're going to put some sauce on it.
Wow.
Okay, so your first thoughts, you got some scrambled eggs with a little bit of a two-noni seasoning on it, not too much.
Yeah.
And now we've anointed it with Lisa's hot sauce. Oh, okay. I noticed that it's a little sweeter than I realized.
Mm-hmm.
It has, kind of a nice sweetness to it. All right,
wow.
Listeners, go ahead and grab yourself another bloody, because Mike and I are going to just eat scrambled eggs for a while now. I liked it a lot. Yeah. When are we going to get a shitty hot sauce?
Yeah, right.
We just haven't. I mean, I feel like we're rubber stamping everything, but they really have been really good, and this is no exception. This is a really good sauce.
Yeah. Boy, Kyle, you know what you're doing. That is outstanding.
Yeah. I got to talk with him for a while, and I really enjoyed it. He's a passionate guy. You know, he really, he's not half-assing anything.
No.
Yeah, we're hitting a little bit of spice here. We got a lot of different flavors going. We got our bloody. I almost feel like we need something like a spacer, something, you know what I mean, to clear the palate.
I'm from Wisconsin, Greg. Where the hell is my beer chaser?
Help me out, Mike. What is it I'm trying to say here?
People must think we are disabled, that we can never remember what a chaser is. A chaser. Every show.
There you go. Beer
what
chaser.
What is it? Is that word?
These guys are idiots, man. So this is Pearl Street Brewery's Downtown Brown Ale. I'm in a beautiful rut with this chaser. I really like it. So if you're ready, I'll hook you up, man. There you go, buddy.
Standing.
And if you're not from the Midwest and you haven't really done the whole beer chaser, I highly recommend it. It clears that palate and lets you kind of enjoy the next sip or the next bite anew.
Right.
Yeah. Mm. Hot damn. Do you know what the entertainment is today, Mike?
No, I don't.
I don't either. Oh. I hope it's good. No, it's Lynn, Lynn,
right?
It's Lynn
oh,
Miller.
Good.
Yeah. We're so blessed. Well, hot damn.
I would buy that.
I didn't even tell you how much it cost. What if it's $800? $800 for 1 ounce, and you just fucking buy it.
You know, I have so many hot sauces that it's like, I don't want to buy any, but it's like, when I run out of my bottle,
yeah.
I have to buy it.
Same. It's an occupational hazard. I get all this stuff that comes to my door, and I didn't pay for it. You know, like, hey, try this, review it, whatever. But I'll get one that I really like. And then I'll just go back and buy a case of it. So this is one, Lisa's, and also the Mad Hat Jerky. I'd buy that one again, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. So the retail on this, and I think there's a discount code. I'll share that on the blog post, the mybigfatbloodymary.com. But it retails, you know, full retail, $13.99 for this bottle. Would you buy that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You were ready to pay like a grand. Jesus. I'm going to start making hot sauces and taking your money. Thank God. No, I would, too. This is it's an upper shelf. It's not, it's a gourmet grade hot sauce for sure. It's not, and don't get me wrong, I love like a Red Hot or a Louisiana hot sauce. Those are great.
Yeah.
I use them all the time. But this is a little, you know, a little higher level. Take it out when, not when your in-laws are here, but maybe your parents or something, you know. I'm going to put their contact info also on the blog post. So go to mybigfatbloodymary.com. There's no commercials on there. I'm not, whatever, you know, you're not going to get spammed or anything like that. But just, there's actionable items and takeaways and whatever the business speak is, but some stuff that you might find interesting. Well, next week we're going to do Dana's Kitchen Gourmet Mix. Now, this is something kind of local, right out of the Cooley region here in Wisconsin.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. It's one of those that comes in farmers markets and pop-ups and things, and it's in that classic mason jar.
Okay. You have to tell me you do know exactly where they're from.
Fuck you. I don't.
How can you not look at that?
Note to self. Always research where the hell these places are out of, so I get creamy off my back. Good God. All right.
Quit talking, Greg. I came to hear Lynn sing.
Let's shut the hell up, Mike. You want to? And I will stop talking. All right. Let's hand the reins over to the able vocal cords of the talent, the thrilla in lacrosse. That doesn't rhyme. Lynn Miller.
Editor's note, I have an apology. Something came up with Lynn, and we didn't get a song for this episode, but you're in luck. I've got one in the bank from the Willie Wisely Show, so I'm going to share that this time.
Hop between the sheets. A man never felt so nice. Toenails sharp as blades, feet as cold as ice.
Sunday either. See you then for another Big Fat Bloody Mary podcast.